tenure track. After 2 weeks, Maddie is sure she's going mad. She and Bob have been assigned a small prefabricated house, not much more than a shack, although it has electricity and running water, on the edge of town. He's been drafted into residential works, put to work erecting more buildings, and this is the nearest thing to a success they've had, because after a carefully controlled protest, his status has been corrected, from just another set of unskilled hands to trainee surveyor, a promotion of which he is terribly proud, evidently taking it as confirmation that they've made the right move by coming here. Maddie, meanwhile, has a harder time finding work. The district hospital is fully staffed. They don't need her, won't need her until the next shipload of settlers arrives, unless she wants to pack up her bags and go tramping around isolated ranch settlements in the outback. In a year's time, the governor has decreed they'll establish another town-scale settlement, inland near the mining encampments on the edge of the Hoover Desert. Then they'll need medics to staff the new hospital. But for now, she's a spare wheel. Because Maddie is a city girl by upbringing and disposition, and not inclined to take a job hiking around the bush if she can avoid it. She spends the first week, and then much of the second, mooching around town, trying to find out what she can do. She's not the only young woman in this predicament. While there's officially no unemployment, and the colony's dirigiste administration finds plenty of hard work for idle hands, there's also a lack of openings for ambulance crew, or indeed much of anything else she can do. Career-wise, it's like a trip into the 1950s. Young, female, and ambitious. Lots of occupations simply don't exist out here on the fringe, and many others are closed or inaccessible. Everywhere she looks, she sees mothers shepherding implausibly large flocks of toddlers, their guardians pinch-faced from worry and exhaustion. Bob wants kids, although Maddie's not ready for that yet. But the alternatives on offer are limited. Eventually, Maddie takes to going through the Help Wanted ads on the bulletin board outside City Hall. Some of them are legit, and at least a few are downright peculiar. One catches her eye. Field assistant wanted for biological research. I wonder, she thinks, and goes in search of a door to bang on. When she finds the door, raw wood, just beginning to bleach in the strong colonial sunlight, and bangs on it, John Martin opens it and blinks quizzically into the light. Hello? He asks. You were advertising for a field assistant? She stares at him. He's the entomologist, right? She remembers his hands on the telescope on the deck of the ship. The voyage itself is already taking on the false patina of romance in her memories compared to the dusty present it has delivered her to. I was? Oh, yes, yes. Do come in. He backs into the house, another of these identikit shacks, colonial, family, for the use of, and offers her a seat in what used to be the living room. It's almost completely filled by a work table and a desk and a tall wooden chest of sample drawers. There's an odd musty smell, like old cobwebs and leaky demijohns of formalin. John shuffles around his den, vaguely disordered by the unexpected shock of company. There's something touchingly cute about him, like the subjects of his studies, Maddie thinks. Sorry about the mess. I don't get many visitors. So, do you have any relevant experience? She doesn't hesitate. None whatsoever, but I'd like to learn. She leans forward. I qualified as a paramedic before we left. At college I was studying biology, but I had to drop out midway through my second year. I was thinking about going to medical school later, but I guess that's not going to happen here. Anyway, the hospital here has no vacancies, so I need to find something else to do. What exactly does a field assistant get up to?
Get sore feet.
He grins lopsidedly.
Did you do any lab time? Field work?
Maddie nods hesitantly, so he drags her meager college experiences out of her before he continues.
I've got a whole continent to explore, and only one set of hands. We're spread thin out here. Luckily, NSF budgeted to hire me an assistant. The assistant's job is to be my man Friday, to help me cart equipment about, take samples, help with basic lab work, very basic, and so on. Oh, and if they're interested in entomology, botany, or anything else remotely relevant, that's a plus. There aren't many unemployed life sciences people around here, funnily enough. Have you had any chemistry?
Some, Maddie says cautiously.
I'm no biochemist.
She glances round the crowded office curiously.
What are you meant to be doing?
He sighs.
A primary survey of an entire continent. Nobody but nobody even bothered looking into the local insect ecology here. There are virtually no vertebrates, birds, lizards, what have you. But back home there are more species of beetle than everything else put together, and this place is no different. Did you know nobody has even sampled the outback 50 miles inland of here? We're doing nothing but throwing up shacks along the coastline and open-cast quarries a few miles inland. There could be anything in the interior. Absolutely anything.
When he gets excited, he starts gesticulating, Maddie notices, waving his hands about enthusiastically. She nods and smiles, trying to encourage him.
A lot of what I'm doing is the sort of thing they were doing in the 18th and 19th centuries. Take samples, draw them, log their habitat and dietary habits, see if I can figure out their life cycle, try and work out who's kissing cousins with what. Build a family tree. Oh, I also need to do the same with the vegetation, you know. And they want me to keep close watch on the other disks around Lucifer. Keep an eye out for signs of sapience, whatever that means. I figure there's a bunch of leftovers in the astronomical community who feel downright insulted that whoever built this disk and brought us here didn't land on the White House lawn and introduce themselves. I'd better tell you right now, there's enough work here to occupy an army of zoologists and botanists for a century. You can get started on a PhD right here and now if you want. I'm only here for 5 years, but my successor should be okay about taking on an experienced RA. The hard bit is going to be maintaining focus. I can sort you out a subsistence grant from the Governor General's discretionary fund and get NSF to reimburse him, but it won't be huge. Would 20 Truman dollars a week be enough?
Maddie thinks for a moment. Truman dollars, the local scrip, aren't worth a whole lot, but there's not much to spend them on. And Rob's earning for both of them anyway. And a PhD. That could be my ticket back to civilization, couldn't it?
I guess so, she says,
feeling a sense of vast relief. So there's something she's useful for besides raising the next generation, after all. She tries to set aside the visions of herself, distinguished and not too much older, gratefully accepting a professor's chair at an Ivy League university.
When do I start?